Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
It's EV News Briefly for Saturday, October 18th. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you're busy this weekend, let's get you up to speed. The Cadillac Optiq is coming to Europe, Germany, France, Sweden, Switzerland, but it's really bad compared to the US version. I'm not sure why they've bolted a whole new battery pack into this thing that's 10 kilowatt hours smaller, or why they've reduced the charging speed down to 110 kilowatts peak, or many of the other things, like the range is so much lower, the power is so much lower as well. They've given it Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, if that helps. A Cadillac Optiq is the most affordable car in the range, along with Lyriq and Vistiq, and it starts in Germany at about 65,000 euros. Now, Volkswagen is next in the news, and they've been added to the grant scheme ID4 and ID5. Starting now at £35,500 for the pure essential trim. Electrify America is adding real-time charger data to Google Maps to help those that use the system to get data on Electrify America availability, connector type and charge speed, etc. A new study from Auto Pacific says the US familiarity with Chinese brands is rising, and the willingness to buy a Chinese EV is also climbing from 41% to over 52% now this year. The most well-known brands, well, Huawei is leading the way. Mercedes-Benz rolling out a new lower-cost version of the CLA, which itself is one of the best electric vehicles you can buy at the moment. Incredible, 5 miles per kilowatt hour, crazy efficiency, awesome vehicle too. And Mercedes-Benz rolling out the CLA 200. That is going to start at, with some offers, discounts, 47,000 euros. And so, smaller pack, 58 kilowatt hours, LFP technology, still charges really well, 200 kilowatts, and it's still really, really efficient. Awesome news. Fastned, the charging operator, is going to open a really gorgeous new indoor charging station in Scotland, Aberdeen, actually, where I've only been up to Aberdeen once. I worked up there for a period of time. Beautiful city, one of the most beautiful cities I've been to. But it does have the Scottish weather, what with it being in Scotland, and a long way up as well. And so an indoor charging station with Fastned 400 kilowatt DC fast chargers, 12 of them as well, plus a shop and toilets and facilities, because this is indoors in a beautiful old building. Council have given it the thumbs up. I mean, you won't be there for very long, but you'll be out of the elements, and that's a good thing. Now, Toyota are leading a feasibility study along with the University of Derby in the UK, being given a bunch of government money, part of their £2.5 billion programme, to look at the feasibility of small vehicles like quadricycles, similar to creating a class of vehicle like Japan's K-Car system, which has limits on size and weight to get some benefits and some tax incentives, things like that could come with driving small vehicles. Tesla is reintroducing Mad Max mode. We first saw Mad Max mode back in 2018 when Elon Musk said the car will drive like an aggressive human in Los Angeles traffic. However, this is now being reintroduced at a time when Tesla is under unprecedented scrutiny from regulators, from, well, through the courts as well. They keep settling cases out of court as well to make things go away. Unlawful death lawsuits, things like that. Reintroducing it at a time like Mad Max will intentionally break the speed limit. Videos on YouTube in the last 24 hours show it rolling through stop signs without stopping, doing 15 miles an hour over speed limit. That's what the system is coded and intentionally designed to do, but, well, an interesting time to launch that under so much scrutiny. Norway will start to wind down their VAT exemptions and things like that. Now they're 100% EV, or 98.2% pure BEV, over the next couple of years. Subaru will reveal an STI electric performance car at the Tokyo Motor Show soon. And Slate saying they've now wrapped up their hot weather validation program in Nevada, with their little Slate truck passing with flying colours for thermal management, stuff like that. Briefly,